The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Gemara Baba Metzia Daf Yod Zayin. Today's daf is a Sunday in Mishmat. Maradzi Kenatiya Fabatzara Rabbi Abraham Ben Esther Velechbod Mishmat Tzadik Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai Zechuto Yegen Alenu Amen. We begin today's daf on Ted Zayin Amud Bet. And we are starting from the bottom. The two dots.
Master mode on.
I did the two dots. Okay, cases. Amar Rav Abu, Amar Rav Yohanan. Amotzei shtar chov b'shuk. Fan shtar n'shuk. Amar pish katub b'hinpek. It's written hinpek, meaning bed din validated the shtar. Witnesses, everything's kosher. Which means we know there was a loan take took place over here. You can't say they just wrote a shtar and never loaned. Lo yaziru lebe'alim. Do not return it to the be'alim. Don't give it to the malveh. Okay? That's the Yohanan Shita. Obviously he's choshesh lepera'on. He suspects that maybe it was paid. Not like Shemuel. Lo me'ba'ya echa delo katuv bo henpek. If there's no henpek on it, then for sure you're not going to give back to the malveh. Like I say, maybe the Love never borrowed the money. Maybe they just wrote the start up and then they never lent the money. That's for sure you don't give it back to Mave. Even if they wrote a henpek, and what's a henpek? Demekuyam, meaning they validated it. Lo yazir, don't give it back. They're haishin and they're pera'on. So it comes out, we have a fantastic look at it. We learned on yesterday's daf, Shemuel holds, lo aishin l'pira'on. Rabbi Yochanan says, ken aishin l'pira'on. Therefore, do not give it back to the malveh. Right? Eti be Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Abu. So he asked a question to Rabbi Abu. Kol ma'aseh betin areze yachzir. Oh, it says, all ma'aseh betin, we're assuming any shtar that has a henpek on it, it's ma'aseh betin, give it back. Also, you see, Lohash the Peraon question against Rabbi Yohanan. Amale Rabbi Yirmiyah, Biri, my son. Lo kol ma'ase bedin shavim. Not all ma'ase bedins are equal. Right? Ela kegon sheyuzak, which means. Just because it says Ma'aseh Bedin doesn't mean it was a himpek. Could be it was like an adrachta. Could be it was, like we said on yesterday's daf. Could be it was a haltata. These are shtarot that already prove that the item was paid already. As we say over here. Right. Loko Ma'aseh Bedin Shavim. Ela Kegon Shehuzak Kafran. That's she. Two lines at the bottom. Loveze. This guy already cried wolf once. This guy over here is established to be a kofir, a liar. What happened? One time, he came along and said, I paid. And I found out really, that he didn't pay. So this guy over here, he's not ne'eman to say, I paid, which means, when did I say, give it back to the malveh? Because we said in the Mishnah, oh, kol ma'aseh bet din, anytime you have ma'aseh bet din, let's assume it's henpek. Let's say it's henpek. Let me say, give it back. Not every ma'aseh bet din. I'm talking about a case over here where the guy's chozak kafran, which means the guy already, one time, already said, in another case, yeah, parati. And then they found out the guy lied. So now, once you find the shtar on the street with a henpek on it, and the guy said, I paid. Sorry. We don't believe you anymore. Which is generally speaking, if the guy's an honest guy, you find the star in the street, don't give it back to the malveh. I shouldn't have put it on according to Yohanan. Oh, but in the case of Chuzak Kafran, where the guy has a record of being a liar, give it back. That's the case. Chuzak Kafran is different. If he's established to be a kufir. Amarava, umishum de Chuzak Kafran hada zimna, tu lo parakela. Why? Because the guy lied once, means he'll never pay his bills again. The guy's claiming in this case also, when they found the shtar on the street. Right? I paid it. Yeah, just like you paid last time, right? Therefore, we'll give back to the malveh. Yeah, go collect. We don't trust you anymore. You ruined your reputation. Another time, the guy came and I paid you. And then witnesses came along and said, he didn't pay. So we know this guy's MO already. So therefore, finished. You ruined it. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Just because one time he was a Chuzak Kafran, that means he'll never pay a bill again for the rest of his life? That he's branded? Gemara cannot accept that. Because one time he was Kofir. But now you find the star, and he's screaming, Parati, oh, we don't believe you. Oh, okay. Maybe he paid this time. Just because he didn't pay last time, maybe he paid this time. What's the logic in that? So then he goes back to the original answer I told you. Matitin, Bishtar Hatata, Vidrachta, Uktarabi, Zera. Which means we learned on yesterday's daf that there's certain shtarot, like a Hatata or Adrachta, these shtarot over here, you give the benefit of the doubt to the malveh. You return them to the malveh. To the malveh. Why? Because the malveh could have protected himself in these cases. What are these cases? These cases where Betin already wrote a shtar. He owes the money, and you can go down to his field and take property. Or you can go down and search. Make exploration and see what properties are available to get paid. In that case over there, give it back. That case, give it back to the malveh. Why? Because the malveh is at fault over there. Because even though the lover could have, let's say, paid it already, could be, because the law is within a year, let's say, or from the assumption he thought forever, he can make good. He can pay the loan back, and he gets the field back. But if that was the case, he could have ripped up the shtar adrachta, or he could have wrote a document that so-and-so sold him the field after he paid it back. There was a way to protect himself. And the fact that he didn't do that, so then in that case, give it back to the lover. But a regular stuff you call him in the street, therefore do not give it back to the malveh. In this case of Maaseh Bet Din, it was an adrachta. That case over there, like we said, there's the loveh is at fault. That's basically what we said. Okay. Now Gemara gives another case. The kaflan. What we already talked about, this case of kaflan, the guy that denies, who is va'atandi, and since already we brought up the subject, nema be milta. We're going to say a hadush on it. The Amar of Yosef, bar min yomi Amar of Nachman. Amru lo, okay. Betin tells the guy, "Tse tenlo." Look at the bottom of the sheet. She paskulo dino be betin chitzivu alav latetto. Betin was posek on the loveh. Go pay him. Psak din, tse tenlo. Okay, what happened? The amar parati, and she says, "Lahar zeman." And later on, guy says, "Where's my money?" So he says, "Parati." She says, "I'll pay betin. Betin told me to pay." No, I paid it. What are you talking about? Gemara says, Ne'eman. Okay, it's Ne'eman. But as she says, Ubishwa'at is it. He has to make a Shivwa that he paid. Shivwa'at Rabbanan that he paid. No problem, he's off to. Bam Malve Lichtov. Now let's say the Malve wants to write an Adrachta. Wants to write the start to go get, fields. And Kotvim, Vinotnim lo. Right? We're not going to write it. You got paid already. Yeah. So therefore, the guy comes to Betty now. Hey, the guy didn't pay me, and I want to get. Hey, listen, the guy made a shivua already. He said the guy said he paid. He has a good reputation. So look at Rashi. That's right. However, if Betty didn't posek yet, Betty didn't say tenlo. They said hayav atandi tenlo. Yeah, you have to pay. V'amar parati, and then the guy comes along and says, hey, later on, oh, I paid it. Eno ne'eman. In that case over there, is not ne'eman. Why? That she says, Eno ne'eman di shava. You mean even to make a shivwa, Ela shechenegdon nishba v'notel. We let the malveh swear, and let him take his money. Tekeman t'chilato tzlach letuv'o ledin. Which means this guy already, they had to bring him to bet din. En darko lemahel lefroa, ad shi yifseku dino psak gamuz. You see this guy, I don't want to pay so fast. Hara'ya, the malveh had to bring him to Betin. Betin said, Hayav atan li tenno. Now, Hayav is not yet set tenno. So you see this guy over here is a staller. He's not going to pay until he's got to pay. Hara'ya, he ran this guy to the courts already. So therefore, you see the guy wants to pay to the last minute. So in the case where it's Hayav atan li tenno, and then the guy comes along later on and says, okay. Parati, Mr. Malveh, make a shivwa and take the money. Because you see this guy over here, he's not a payer. In the case of Tzetenno, okay, Tzetenno, the Betin was supposed to give it. You know, that guy's parati, you can trust him. But until Tzetenno, he says, Chayav atali tenno, we don't trust him when he says parati, and therefore, you give it to the man. Therefore, Ba'amad ve'lichtov, the man comes to Bikotev and Adrachta, and things like that, Kotvim v'notim lo. Good. That's the Gemara's Chaluk between Tzeteno and Chayavata Liteno. Zvid Meshameda of Nachman Amar Ben Tzeteno Ben Chayavata Noteno Amar Parati Neeman Bamad Velechtov and Kodvim Venotnim Lo. Rav Nachman said, now, whether they said Tzeteno, even if they said Chayavata Liteno, you have to give the money. Still, he says, once the guy says parati, he's ne'eman. When later on he comes along and says, hey, I paid already. Make a shavua, he said, and he's off the hook. He don't make a difference. Ela i'ika if luge hachiyudika. If you want to make a chaluk in cases of Nachman says, this is the chaluk you should make. Amru lo, tzeten lo. Betin when he was posek, bottom line, you, love, go pay. Amar parati. She's later on. He says, I paid this. Later on, the mother says, hey, where's my money? Oh, parati, I paid you by the beti. Ve'aidim me'aidim oto shelo paru. Witnesses come along now and say, he didn't pay, look at Rashi. Ve'aidim me'aidim oto shelo para. Befarenu. Tabu, the flow alo, al pi beti. What do you mean? Guy, the witness come along, this guy, mother came in front of beti to get his money. Ve'lo parao. Since this guy's a chutzpah, in front of Betin, in front of witnesses, this guy balked. He didn't pay. He's not going to be an imam to say, oh, I paid him, there was no witnesses, I paid him on the side. Your chutzpah, once witnesses come along and say, listen, we went Betin when the guy came along and asked for his money, and he didn't pay. Once you hear the guy is a hazad that doesn't pay even in front of witnesses in the bed din, he can't come along later on and say, oh, I paid the guy, I paid him privately. He has no ne'emanut. Uchzak kafran le'oto mamon. Now, if let's say in similar cases, this guy is chuzak kafran. What does chuzak kafran mean? The guy raised an established kofir. What does that mean, established kofir? He lied before. They caught him lying. I paid. Then they realized they didn't pay. Once he's a chuzak kafran, she says, "She'en ne'eman od alav nomari azalti uparati ad she para be'edim." That's right. And he has to pay only with money. Hayav ata. Okay. Chuzak kafran otomamon. No, that's the end of the statement. Chuzak kafran otomamon. So since he didn't pay in front of Adi, so he's not believed later on to say, parati. Why? Because he's considered a kafran. Witnesses come along in front of the bet that you don't pay in front of them. Now you're going, oh, no, I paid it on the side. No. If you're such a tough guy and wise guy that you don't pay in front of witnesses in the betin, you're not the imam ready to say that you paid it to Allah. When you say parati, you're still going to have to pay. He's not the imam. That's the first lesson. Hayavata di tenno. But let's say betin just said hayavata di tenno. They didn't say tenno. You have to pay. Ve'amar parati. And he says, yeah, I paid. Va'edim me'edim oto shelo para. And witnesses come along and say, what are you talking to? We're in front of Betty with the guy didn't pay. Ve'chazar v'amar parati. And then the guy comes along and says, I paid. Lo huzak kafran oto mamon. In that case, he's believed. In that case, you believe him. Why? He didn't pay for the witnesses. Mai ta'ama ishtemuteu kam ishtamit mineh. No, they're stalling. Savar ad-ma'inu b'rabbanan b'dini. Listen, until they tell me to pay, I'm not paying. So we're there, we're in front of Betin, he didn't pay. The guy says, Betin didn't tell me tzeteno yet. So as long as Betin doesn't finish and say tzeteno, even though the guy was, he was a wise guy. Betin is telling him. This guy's saying, I paid. Betin, what did you pay? You didn't pay. You're in front of us in the Betin, and you didn't pay. It's okay, he's ne'eman. Because I could come along and say that he didn't pay in front of the witness in the Betin, because he says, oh, well, let Betin continue the investigation. They didn't say tzeteno yet. That's why. But now I'm telling you, I paid. So therefore, he's not considered Ruzak, Gafra. Gemara continues. Amar Rabba Barbarhana Amar Yuhana. Maneli biyadecha. Guy comes along, Reuven comes to Shimon, you owe me 100. Give me my 100. Vana omer enecha biyadi kelum. Nothing. I don't owe you nothing. Ve'aidim me'aidim oto sheyesh lo. And the edim come along and say, what do you mean? We know that you borrowed money and you didn't pay back. Ve'chazar v'amar parati. And then the guy comes and says, oh, I paid. He changes his claim. Yeah, I paid. Uchzak kafran le'oto mamon. already he's a kafran, because already the Aydin came along and said that he owes it, and he came along already originally and said he doesn't. So now even when he says parati, we do not believe him, even with a shivua. So the Gemara Agreshi, she'enu ne'eman od. Well, it's the same thing. It's the same Rashi, but the same concept. Enu ne'eman od. Ozak kafran. That's right. He's not ne'eman anymore. Good. Gemara has a story. Ki hayti shabbetai bered rabbi mirinus. Shabbetai bered rabbi mirinus. The son of Rabbi Mirinus. Katav la lekalate. So he wrote for his daughter-in-law, Itztela dimilta bichtuvata. Girl brought into the marriage a certain very expensive itztela. Itztela is like a garment made out of silk, let's say, fine silk.
Silk, it says?
Wool. Brought into the marriage. The law is, in case of a divorce or something, she has to get compensated for the things that she brought into the marriage. So the father-in-law said, I guarantee that if anything happens, I will pay for this itztela, that she should get compensated for it. He took responsibility. Okay? The kibla aleh, and he accepted it upon himself. Good. So what happened? Irkis ketubata. She lost the ketubah. Oh, Amar. So, what did the father-in-law say? Lo ayu devarim me'olam. I don't know what you're talking about. I never guaranteed any istila. I'm not paying any money. Atusadeva amre in katavla. The witness came along and said, "He wrote it. We remember. He wrote in the ketubah that he's going to pay for istila." Lesof amar lehu v'piratiha. Then he came along and said, the truth is, you're right, I paid her. He changed his claim. Already you're mozak kafran. Because you said nothing and the witnesses came along and proved you're wrong. The otatza regarding that, it's tela. And therefore, he does not have a ne'emanut. Because, as I said again, he was mozak kafran. Which means now the only way he'll be believed is if he brings witnesses that he paid. But just to say parati, after already he was disproven by the Edim, based on his first claim, now already he lost his credibility, that's why we say it, and therefore he needs Edim now to prove that he paid. Just by saying parati is not going to be enough. Amar Rab Abin, Amar Avila, Amar Yohanan, Hayam Mechayev Lachavero Shivu'ah. Yeah, that's the case of Mudib Miksat. Guy Mudib Miksat, the guy says, you owe me 100, owe you 50, so he has to make a shivua. Right? Shivua, that I don't know anything else. Ve'amar nishbati. So the guy comes along and says, I swore. What does he mean, I swore? He says, I swore already. Has she? No, has she yet. Ve'aydim ye'aydim oto shelo nishba. Right? The guy comes along and says, wait a minute, I made the shivua already. And they said, we were in Beddin, we asked you to make a shivua. You didn't want to make the shivua. Uchzak kafran le'ota shivua. Legabe that shivua, he's considered unreliable. That's she. Uchzak kafran le'ota shivua. Loman nishbati ad shi shabah befanenu. No longer does he have an emanut to say nishbati. Because once the Edim said, he was in Beddin, and we told him to make the shivua, he didn't want to make a shivua. Now he comes and says, oh, yeah, nishbati, too late. You already huzak kafran, because already in Betin, in front of the witnesses, you didn't want to make the shivua that you have to make. Finish. Now already you have to make the shivua again in front of us. Amarua kemed Rabbi Abu, so they said this halakha for Rabbi Abu. Amadu, mistavram miltad Rabbi Abin, mistaber, when he said this halakha, shinitchayev shivua be Betin. It's talking about where Betin obligated to make a shivua. So the guy came to Beit, he said, you have to make a shivua for the witnesses. He came along and said, I'll make a shivua. Oh. Then after long, he comes along and says, Nishbati. We were in Beit Din, you didn't make the shivua. Now you have no emanut to say. However, Abal Chayev Atzmo Shivua, but let's say he came to Beit Din And on his own, he wasn't obligated to make a shvi. He said, you know what? I'll swear. On his own, he said, he'll swear. Ne'eman. Then he's believed. What's the case? On his own, he committed in Beit Din. I'm willing to swear, even though he didn't have to. And then what? At the end, he didn't swear. Ve'akach aman nishbati. Ne'eman. Afagav dekame edin dachya. Which means, if it was a shivu'ah that he wasn't obligated to make, but it was just some type of shivu'ah that he accepted upon himself, he comes along and says later on, I swore. And the betin comes along and says, the edim come along and say, what do you mean? The guy was in court, and he didn't want to swear. In that case, he doesn't lose his credibility. Why? Avid inish de mikre, because a person will do the amar ahadure kame. I'm sorry. Avid inish de mikre the amar. Which means a guy says, I'm not going to do what Beit Din did not obligate me. I'll do my own. Which means, if let's say the guy himself was not obligated to make the shivua, he comes in front of the Beit Din, he wasn't obligated to make a shivua. He says, oh, I'll make a shivua, I'm willing to swear. Okay. So the Edim said, okay, swear. Since it was his own shivua, voluntary shivua, he didn't make the shivua in Beit Din. Then later on, he comes along and says, Nishbati, I swore. He has a ne'emanut. Even though, what do you mean? When he was in front of Beit Din, he didn't swear. He didn't swear in Beit Din because it was a voluntary swear. A guy that's not going to make a voluntary swear if he doesn't have to. So therefore, you're not considered Uzak Kafran. And that could be, if Beit Din mandated a shivua, and you're chutzpah in front of Beit Din, I'm not swearing, then later on you come along and say, Nishbati, we don't have no ne'emanut. When you're in front of Beit Din, in front of the witness, well, you had an obligation to make a shivua, you didn't do it. Now, you have to make a shivua again. We're not going to trust you. Mr. Aiken, if in the Beit Din, he himself volunteered to make the shivua, he wasn't obligated to make the shivua. He said, okay, I'll swear if you want. Okay, then later on what happens? He comes along and says, Nishbati. And then the witness comes along and says, what are you talking about? You were in front of Beit Din, and you didn't want to swear in front of us. He was no. That he's not considered a liar in that case, because a guy's not going to, just because he didn't do it in front of Beit, the guy's not going to swear necessarily in a case where he's not really obligated. So that doesn't cause him lose his ne'emanut. Well, later on he says, Nishbati. Anyway, they went back to Rabbi Abin to see if he makes this chiluk. Amalu anana me beBeit Din amre. Yes, I only said that he's chuzak kaflan if the Beit Din mandated the shivua. But if it was voluntary shivua that he mandated himself, then he's not chuzak kaflan. Itmana me amar Rabbi Abin amar Rabbi Lai amar Rabbi Hanan ya hayav la haveru shivua beBeit Din. Amar nishbati. והעדים מעדים אותו שלא נשבע, הוא זה הכפרן לאותה שבועה, דווקא אין בית דין. אמר ועשה אמר ויוחנן, המוציא שטר חוב בשבועה, I found a star hov in the marketplace. וכתוב בו handpick. Handpick mean, already we know there was a loan over here. Because the בית דין validated the star with the עדים in front of the מלווה, in front of the לווה, so we know the star is active. וכתוב בו זמנו בו ביום. And the star is a fresh star. It's dated today. Yahziru lebe'alim. Give it back to the malveh. Why? Because you have no problems here. Im mishum katav lelavot velo lava, hakatuv bo henpek. If you're worried about maybe they never lent the money, if they did lend the money, there's a henpek. What is a henpek? That means Beit Din validated the start. It's a legal start. That was money. Im mishum pera'on. Oh, so maybe you say, what are you giving back to the malveh? Maybe the loveh paid it. Lepri'a bat yoma lo hayshina. That he pays back that same day that they wrote the shtar. Even according to the opinions that say, Hayshin and the Piraon, but on the same day that you find the shtar, that fast he didn't pay it. And therefore, Piri'a bat yoma lo Hayshina. Therefore, give back to the Malveh. Amar Rav Zira, Rabbi Yase, Mi Amar Rabbi Yohanan Acher, Rabbi Yohanan says, Hachi, Ha,
Atu da'amat meshir Rabbi Yohanan. You yourself said, in the name of Rabbi Yohanan, shtar shelavabo upera'o eno chozer velovebo.
The rule. You can't reuse a shtar.
I got a shtar, my name, the malvez name, the lovez name, the number. Okay, now I borrowed $100, paid it back, Lové gets back the shtar, he says, you know what? I want to do it again. Take the same shtar, here it is again, Malvez, let me another $100. You cannot reuse shtarot. That's the deen. Shtar shelavabo, upera'o, and he paid, eno chozer velove. You don't recycle shtarot. Why? Shikivan nimhal shi'budo. Very important. Because in the shtar, it affects karka. The shi'bud for the karka was on loan number one. Once already you pay back, the shi'bud of the karka is nimhal. Now if you're going to use the same shtar, you're going to end up taking karka illegally. Because the shtar only was mishabed the karka for the first loan. Yeah. No, it's not shtar mugdaf. You don't have a shtar bichlal. The shtar that was written for loan number one. For loan number two, I don't have a shtar that's connected to karka. It's like milve al peh. It's like something verbal. Something verbal is not connected to karka. Therefore, what's going to happen? The Malvez is going to get the shtar again. Oh, I'm going to the kuchot. I'm going to go to the liens. Hey, this shtar wasn't written for the liens on the second loan. It was only written for the liens of the first loan. So therefore, you're not going to be able to use it. Ah. Emat, now the Gemara asks the question. What's the case that we're talking about? What, meaning, how quick does the guy want to reuse the shtar? Ilima limahar ulyumahara. Maybe it means tomorrow and the next day. What do you got to give the reason that the shi'bud is forgiven? Tipuk le dahavi limugdam. Which means, maybe the case is like this. The guy wrote a shtar on Monday. Paid him back. Okay. Now it's Wednesday, and he wants to reuse the shtar. That for sure cannot be the case. You know why? Because now it's a shtar mukdam. Because it's dated Monday, and you didn't loan the money till Wednesday. Now he's going to take the likuhot from Monday. So you don't have to give me the reason. Because the shi'bud doesn't apply. You just say it's a shtar mukdam. If it's talking about separate days, like you said, it's a shtar mukdam. Ela la biyomeh. Ela must be why it's the same day. Meaning, shtar was written on Monday. The loveh paid. Now on that same Monday, they want to buy it again. Alma par'e in shibiyomeh. But what do you see from here? That people pay their debts on the same day. Because that's the case that we must be talking about over here. So that's a question against the Yohanan. Yohanan, you have a rule. You find the shtar on the same day that was written, give it back to the Malveh. Why? People don't pay on the same day. But here you see, they do. Did I say nobody does it? I just said, it's not common. But to say that nobody does it, it's not common. So that's what one is. So they really... when you find the shtar, in all probability he didn't pay it, therefore give it back to the malveh. But there are cases where a guy will pay in the same day, therefore you cannot reuse a shtar, because bottom line, when you reuse the shtar, the shi'bud was nimhal. When do we say, this is Rav Kana's answer. That which Rabbi Yohanan said, you give it back to the owner. New answer. Rabbi Yohanan said, you give the shtar back to the owner. You know what the case is talking about? Where the loveh is modeh. Meaning the loveh comes over and says, yes, I owe the money. No brainer. You find the shtar in the Judah Abim. The loveh says, it's same day, Monday, you find money. Where did I owe it? Okay. So the Gemara says, Ihachi mai lememra. So what are you teaching me? Isn't that obvious? If the loveh is modeh, pashut, right? Maudetema. Hai mifra par'e. Maybe I'll say, really, he paid it. So why did he say he didn't pay it? Lishum dekaba'im mehedar lemisfa bezimna ahariti. Ah. Which means, because maybe he wants to reuse the shtar. He wants to make another loan with the same shtar. So could be the reason why he comes along and says, I paid it, well, I owe it, because we realize that maybe he paid it already. And now the reason why he says, I owe it, because he wants to recycle the shtar, he used it again. Why would he want to recycle the shtar? So he doesn't have to pay a sofer to write another shtar. And therefore, it's pasuba. So therefore, I would have thought, Rabbi Chanan told me something so very pasuk. You find a shtar in the Shul Rabim, it's dated Monday, you find it on Monday. Right? And the Lover says, I owe it. Oh, you owe it? Give it back to the Malveh. Peshitta, of course, the guy's admitting. No, maybe over here, really, the shtar is pasuk. Maybe really, he paid it. And the reason why he said, I didn't pay it, because he wants to use the shtar again for a second loan, because he doesn't want to write the shtar, because he wants to save money to give the sofer, and therefore the shtar is really pasul, and maybe I'm thinking, don't give it back to the malveh. Kamash ma'lan, the imken, if that was really what was going on over here, malveh gufeh lo shavik. The malveh would never let this happen. Why? Savar, shame'eh berabbanan umafsedeli. The rabbis are going to hear what happened, and they're going to not let me get paid back on anything. They're going to hear that the shtar is a recycled shtar, I'm not going to be able to even get back anything. So therefore, it'll let it, such. Therefore, give it back to the malveh. Let's read again. Father Shlomo Shul Rabbi. The novice says, "Yeah, Monday," and you found it on Monday. The novice says, "Yeah, I owe it." Rabbi Hanan says, "Give back to the malveh." Pshita. That's so pshut. So I would have thought maybe he really paid it back. And what's the guy trying to do now? He wants to use the shtar again for another loan. And yeah, such a shtar is really pasul. And therefore, I would say maybe don't give it back to the malveh. Kamash Shlan, give it back to the. You know why? Because the malveh will never let that happen. He'll never let a false start, because he's worried the rabbis will find out about it and validate the start if we won't be able to get paid anything. Good? Comes around and says, wait, my Shnah had it number. Why is it any different than we learned in Mishnah? Matzah Shtarchov. You guys found the Shtarchov in the street. If it's linked to Karka, what we learned in the Mishnah, if it's linked to Karka, lo yahzir, don't return it to the malveh. Ve'okimna kishayav mudeh. And we're talking about a case where the malveh says, I owe the money, so why shouldn't he give it back? Umishum neshema katav l'avot v'nisan v'lo l'ava'at tishri. Because we're worried that the shtar might be mugdam. That he wrote in Nisan, but he didn't lend the money until tishri. Ve'ati l'mitraf l'kot nisan v'at tishri shlo kedin. Ve'lo amrina d'imken malveh gufeh lo shavik. How come you don't say in the Mishnah, no, the malveh will never let a shtar like that get through? Because the Amalek Tov Shtara Harina Petashli, the Dema Shamir Abaran Mavsadeli. Which is, how come you don't say the same Sevaran in the Mishnah? In the Mishnah we had a case, you find a Shtar Chob Meshut Rabim. The Lovez Modeh Ayawit. Would we say, don't give it back to the Malveh. You know why? I'm worried it's a Shtar Mugdam. What does Shtar Mugdam mean? Maybe they wrote it in Nisan, but they didn't lend the money till Tishri, and then what is the Malveh is going to take money? Shiloh Kedin. Wait. Why don't you say, the Malveh will never let this happen because he knows if the rabbis are going to catch his Tam Mugdam, he's going to lose that, just like you're saying it over here. That's a big difference. Amri Hatam, Mishum Di'ite Ravha, Dikatarif Likot Minisan Vatashri, Menach Nihale. In the case of the Mishnah, he's happy. He could collect the Kuchot from 6 months early. He takes the risk. He don't care. That's why I got to worry. However, Velo Amar Velamidi, he'll keep quiet. Ha'acha, Keman Delet Leravha. Here, it's written on Monday, and it was found on Monday. How much did he not get anything? What did he sell in the interim for one day? The shtar is written today. What is he going to get? Which means he's not going to benefit anything. Why? Here, he wrote the shtar today, Monday. It was found on Monday. He's not going to take the risk now to let the shtar be valid, because what am I getting over here? The rabbi is now going to tell him you cannot get from the kuchot because it's a shtar written on the same day, a recycled shtar. He has no gain. In the case of the Mishnah before, at least he gets a 6 month window, he could benefit. But Sheikh Ovi is worried, the rabbi will tell him, no, the shamud was nimhal. Once you recycle a shtar, you cannot collect from the kuchot at all. I can't collect from the kuchot at all. He'll never let the shtar work. But Sheikh in the Mishnah, he'll get away with it. He'll collect 6 months away. Why not? He'll keep quiet. That's why I said, don't give it back to him. That's the difference in the cases. Rechayah Barabam Riyuhanan, Atu'in Achar Ma'aseh Bedin. Lo Amar Kelum. Okay, what's Tu'in Achar Ma'aseh Bedin? Very simple case. Certain things, Bedin mandates an obligation, even if you don't have a shtar. If For example, let's say Beit Din says, the guy gets divorced, he has to pay ketubah to his wife. Okay? Right. That's a Beit Din's rule in such a case. My ta'ama, kol ma'ase Beit Din keman denakit shtara biyadeh dameh. Anytime Beit Din makes a tenai that such an item has to be paid, it's as if the lady is holding a shtar, even though she doesn't have a shtar. Beit Din mandates certain payments have to be paid, so the husband says, okay, where's your ketubah? I don't have the ketubah. Doesn't matter. We know there was a divorce over here. Beit Din says, if there's a divorce, got to be a ketubah. Anytime Beit Din mandates a payment, it's as if the person is holding a shtar. Okay? Which means, even if the husband says, I paid, parati,
not good.
You say, oh, show me a ketubah. Or show me, doesn't matter. Tonight, Beit Din obligates a payment on their own. They're the one that's enforcing it, so to speak. Even if the guy says, parati, I paid it, he is not the iman, unless he has witnesses, of course. But just to say parati is not the iman, and even though the lady's not producing a shtar, she's just saying, yeah, I'm owed money. Believe the lady. You're not going to explain. My ta'ama, kol ma'aseh bedin keman denakit shtara biyadeh dameh. Anytime bedin enforces a payment, it's as if the lady's coming with a shtar. When a lady comes with a shtar, and the guy says, parati, I got a shtar. Okay, you say parati. Shtar over wins. Now, Amar Rav Chaya bar Abba Rabbi Yochanan, velo mishnatenu hizu. But by the way, it's a mishnah. Well, what does it say in the mishnah? Hotzi'a get, ve'en imo ketubah, go back ketubata. Very simple. A lady comes to Beit Din with her get, bingo, you give her the ketubah payment. Even though she doesn't have the ketubah. She doesn't have a ketubah. She just has a get. But the rabbi says, get? Get means it's a sign of divorce. The husband says, but I paid the ketubah. Ma'aseh bedin. Bedin will enforce, and therefore she gets the ketubah. So you see what? You don't need the shtar of the ketubah, so to speak, to get the ketubah. Good? Yeah, she got divorced. She comes to the bedin. I want my money. Are you divorced? Yes, prove it to be divorced. Here's my get. Get is not a monetary document. Get is a document of isur. Okay, good, you're divorced. Now what do you want? I want my ketubah. And what is it? Oh, husband, what do you say? I paid it. She wins. Ma'aseh bedin, pay her. So they're saying, Rabbi Yohanan, what do we need? Who made this statement here, by the way? The statement was made by Rabbi Yohanan. Rabbi Yohanan, what do we need you to make this statement? It's a Mishnah. Amar le. So Rabbi Yohanan says, no. Ilav didlay lach haspa, if I didn't lift up the pottery, lo mashkahat marganita tuta, you wouldn't have found the diamond underneath it, or the pearl underneath it. Which means, from the Mishnah, it's not so clear. I said something, and I made it very clear. From the Mishnah, you can read it a little different. So therefore, I uncovered a pearl. Amar Abaye, my marganita, what pearl did he reveal? Because dilma b'makom she'en kodvim ketuvah askinan. Which means maybe I could say the Mishnah is talking about a case in a place where they didn't write ketubot. There were certain places they didn't have a custom to write a ketubah. The get hainu ketubata. So then the get becomes the ketubah. Ava b'makom she'kotvim ketubah, but in a place where they write a ketubah, I nekita ketubah gavya, I lo gavya. Which is, I could have learned from the Mishnah, it's only talking about a case in a place where they don't write ketubot. But in the place where they write ketubot, could be, she's got to produce ketubot. If she doesn't, she doesn't. That's what Yohanan said, no, when it's a tnai bedin, even without a ketubah, she gets paid. That's the hadith of Yohanan. Because I could have explained the Mishnah, it's talking about a place where they don't write ketubot. Okay, the place where they write ketubot, the get is the item. But maybe in the place where they write ketubot, she's got to produce it. That's why Rabbi Yohanan came along and said, "Nah, whenever there's a tnai bedin, even in a place where they write ketubot and they didn't write, and she didn't produce it, she still gets the money, even though the guy says parati." Hadar Amar Abaye, but then after Abaye says, "Lav miltahi de amre," what I said is not true. The isla katadak mekom shein kodvin ketubah askina. Because if you're going to tell me we're talking about a place, the Mishnah with it, you don't write ketubah, avav mekom shein kodvin ketubah. But in the place where they write a ketubah, inikita ketubah gabia. If she produces the ketubah, she gets paid. The lo gabia, and if she doesn't get paid, can't be. Almanam mina irusin. Let's say you have a widow; she became widowed from engagement, irusin. We're going to see soon that according to some opinions, you're going to say that a girl that just gets divorced or widowed from Irusin gets a ketubah. But they didn't write the ketubah yet. The custom was they didn't write the ketubah until after they get married.
Right.
So therefore, this lady, she doesn't have a ketubah. She got widowed from Irusin. So the Gemara is going to say, Bemai Gavya. How is she going to get pregnant? Which means, Abaye says, my claim is not right. Because if this Mishnah is talking about a case where they didn't write ketubot. Okay, but in a place where they write ketubot, she has to produce a ketubah, impossible. Because a lady gets divorced or emana from Irusin, let's say, where she doesn't have the ketubah yet, she's obligated to ketubah, she gets the ketubah payment, she doesn't have the ketubah because they didn't write it yet, so she's not going to be able to produce the paper. So he goes, wait, be'adem mitat ha'ba'al.
Right.
No, she'll be able to get it. Why? Because the witness will come along and testify that the husband died. That's like producing a get. And the witness will do the husband died. So Gemara says, wait, Lit'on velema piratiha. Let the yorshim, the inheritors of the husband that died, let them say, piratiha. She has no shtar. They can come along and say, we paid. And therefore, v'chite ma'achenami. Maybe you'll say, yeah, that's right. That's what happens in the case of Arusa. She doesn't have a ketubah because they didn't write yet, but she's obligated money. So what? She'll bring witnesses that she really is an almana, the husband died, and then the Yorushi will say, we paid you. Because we can always say, because she cannot say, shtar, imken ma'u ilu hakemim tekanatam. So then, what did the hakemim make a tekanat to give a ketubah to an Arusa? It'll never happen.
Right.
Because these guys will always claim paratiha, and they'll get off the hook. Elawa. Must be that what? You don't need a ketubah to get paid. And therefore what? Really from the Mishnah must be talking about a case even without a ketubah, like Rabbi Yochanan said. Meaning, when it is a tanai bet din, when bet din enforces a payment, like a ketubah of a lady, even if she doesn't come with a ketubah, you don't have to... If the guy says, I paid it, you give her the money anyway. And that's what the Mishnah was saying over there. The Mishnah was saying what? The Mishnah was saying if a lady comes to Bet Din with a get, the get alone is sufficient to collect a ketubah. Even in a place where the custom is to write a ketubah. And therefore, Rabbi Yochanan, his din is... So really we have to go back and ask, why then do you have to make a statement if it's really a Mishnah? That we'll have to see on
Baruch Adonai Le'olam, Amen.